And in 1981, we got big enough to get on the New York. And I went, Don, I said, what do you think, Don? Let's go on to New York. We're barely big enough, but we can get on there. And then we're really public. We had to meet other qualifications to be qualified for the New York Exchange. But in 1981, we went up there and rang the bell and were on the New York Stock Exchange.
How exciting.
It was
exciting.
That had
to be fun.
It was exciting.
And you had, I think at that time, about 28 rigs?
I was pretty proud of myself. Oklahoma, Perry Farm Boy.
Yes.
There was a New York rig in the bell.
Yeah.
So.
And it wasn't easy.
Yeah, it's a risk, I'll tell you that.
You did, indeed. You did, indeed.
Had a lot of risk, yes, sir.
I think you had a market capitalization of $168
million. I think so, yes.
However, this boom would soon come to an end.
Oh, it went bust in the mid-'80s. Our stock went down to a dollar. At one time, I think it was $72 a share or something like that. You know, I can't remember. It's all on the record somewhere, but I was on paper worth a lot of money. I bought a nice house over here at that time and started kind of enjoying a little bit of money because I could take a little bit more money out of the company at that time, you know, for the first time.
But what did you do to combat it, to cut costs as the boom?
We just reduced everything we could. I'd gone to Great Lakes to hire all these great people that we had working for us. And I hated like the mischief lay off any of the guys in the field working on the rigs because they all had family support and everything. So when it got extra tough to cut costs, I cut my salary down to, I don't know. And all the time I was running the company about 50 years, I finally got up to $300,000, I think.
Well, you cut your salary
I cut my salary to $60,000, then to nothing. But I asked the employees, I said, I really don't want to lay off anybody. Will you all take a 5% reduction? And there was some grumbling, but everybody said, sure. And then later on, I had to go for another 5% reduction. But then that was about enough. We had to reduce activities a lot, but we just tried to work cheaper. And
you sold off the company plane?
It was always my airplane, but I just charged the gas to the company.
30 company cars you sold off?
Well, we sold everything that was unnecessary. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
Sir. Yeah.
And then you kept your employees.
We kept most of them, yes. Yeah. Some of them, with the salary cuts, they found other places they could make more money, and I didn't blame them for leaving. But most everybody stayed, almost everybody. We worked our way through it. The New York Stock Exchange called me once in a while and said, hey, you guys are down to a dollar. We're going to have to delist you. And I said, no, don't delist us. Hang on with us a little while longer. We had one really troublesome loan. Back when interest rates were high, we had made a long-term loan with an insurance company, I'll not name them, at 12% interest, and that was really gnawing on us. That was bad. We had a terrible time renegotiating that. By that time, I had brought on board some really excellent people. We were finally able to reduce that back to living, working interest rates.
This was a downtime that lasted for a number of years.
Yeah, we've been through a number of cycles.
And how do you sleep at night when you're in one of those situations?
Well, I had some stock that I could sell. By being public, I could sell a little piece of the company. Like I said, I lived off of stock sales. You know, I sold some stock for $3 a share and that kind of stuff, which I really didn't want to do. But rather than draw a salary out of the company, that's what I did. People worked pretty cheap, and we had to cancel a lot of expenses and things. We cut everything to the bone. Out there in the drilling area, we were able to cut costs enough that we could still keep most of our stuff going, and other people were falling like flies. I guess I'd lived on nothing during my lifetime. I knew how to kind of pinch down.
You were very conservative way back when.
We did.
That's what you used during this time.
We never got our salaries real big and high like some of them had, so we were able to survive. We shrunk a little bit, but in general, we kept growing. We had an objective of replacing our production, the oil and gas we'd produced. When John Nickel came aboard as a very professional manager, I finally talked John into coming aboard to run our oil company and build it. When we went on New York Stock Exchange, we changed the name again to Unit Corporation because by that time, I don't think we had the pipeline company at that time, but we were drilling and we were production. And we had Unit Petroleum. We'd sort of divided Unit Petroleum off, and then we had Unit Drilling and Unit Petroleum. And later on, we bought a little company and started Superior Pipeline Company, or bought them. They were part of it. We had some other branches and things that we did. It was really fun. But the goal was always to build the company. Whatever you produce out of the ground, we wanted to do 150% of that the next year. We met that goal. I think they're still meeting that goal out there. I've been retired for 14 years now. I think they're still meeting that goal.